everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From creches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Moin, everyone, and welcome back. I took a little break for May, and now I'm coming back for the rest of the academic year. Today, I'm joined by the totally awesome and super helpful content creator Maud from u.r.family. If you haven't heard or seen your family on TikTok or Instagram, you definitely have to check it out. She and her husband basically go around to parks and discover kids' activities in Luxembourg, and they put it all online for you to discover too. Honestly, one weekend I just opened up her page and was scrolling and was like, let's check out this park today. And we did it, and it was totally awesome. So today Maud is joining us to give us her top park picks for the summer as the weather is warming up, as well as some ideas for weekend or 2 to 3 night trips that are easy with kids and the family. And then finally, at the end, I can't help myself and I have to ask her all about the pools in the area. Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at momlife@rtltoday.lu, or you can find me on social media at momlife in Luxembourg. Merci Flomus, and enjoy the show. Hi, Maud. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Haley.
Hi. I'm really so happy that you're on the show. My tagline for Mom Life in Luxembourg is from creches to crèmes, living your best life in the Grand Duchy. And I feel like you really exemplify all of that, really.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, it seems like to me that you are living your best life because you are pretty well known for content surrounding kids stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're super welcome. Obviously, social media, no one should compare. No one should compare.
Oh, yeah.
The highlight
reel.
That's
a huge thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But tell me about you. You're Belgian.
Yeah.
Tell me how long you've been here, how you like it.
Okay. I actually moved here, I think, back in 2016. So it's been quite a while now. But as I was telling you earlier, I was working so hard when I was younger, because yes, I'm older now. That's a hit as well. But yeah, I was working so hard. I wasn't really living when I was in Luxembourg. I was going to work, eating, going back home, sleeping, and then repeats. When I had my daughter, that's when I took a bit of time for myself, when I was pregnant first. And then when I had her, I just rediscovered the Grand Duchy. And I think it's a misconception from people thinking that there is nothing to do, because a lot of things are hidden or it's not well advertised, but there's just so much. And because we discovered it through research with my husband, we thought it could actually help so many parents to have all these destinations or places or ideas of things they can do in Luxembourg, Belgium, France, Germany, in general, just around Luxembourg. So they can go with their little ones, they can have memories, they can create things in Luxembourg. We've noticed, for example, that a lot of people come here, they think it's boring. And then after a couple of months or years, they're like, okay, let's just move back or move somewhere else, because they feel it lacks certain options for activities.
I don't know. I'm in my 40s and I really don't think it's boring. Maybe I'm boring, but I feel if you are looking for a place that's quiet, yes, safe, clean, like this is it, dude. I want to ask you, was it on purpose? Were you like, I'm going to go out and find all these parks and things to do with kids? Or was that just kind of part of your natural parenting journey?
It was part of my natural parenting journey. I used to have a photography account where I had a lot of moms following me, so I was sharing there the places that I used to visit and the things I used to discover. And then one day I thought, why just keep it for a certain amount of followers? Because photography, not a lot of people are following it. And I was posting in stories, so it wasn't really making sense. It was just for a few people. And one day I wondered if I needed to open an account dedicated to sharing these places, because a lot of moms were sending me messages in my on my photography account saying, oh, it's so great. Thank you so much for sharing. I've discovered it. And I said, let's just try it and see if people are interested. If they aren't, then we'll just keep it to ourselves and then share it with friends. And then boom, so many people started following. And yeah, we are where we are now.
We should probably say who you are and where you are now. Your handle is called?
You Are Family. Yes.
And how many followers do you have now?
A little bit over 8,200.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know. It's, you know what it feels like? Sometimes people stop us in the streets or when we go to cafes and places and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, are you your family? Yes, is it you? Oh, thank you so much for your content. And it's so heartwarming. And it feels like we are fulfilling a mission and purpose by sharing
you
all
are.
These places. And when I receive all these conversations or people sending me messages on Instagram, it always makes my heart feel full because I feel it really is helping. It's not me just being like, oh, I want to create a nice video. It really has a purpose and it helps.
Yeah. It totally helps. I actually wish, maybe this is a business idea for you for later, that there was like a add to calendar, like add, because when you're on Instagram, you have to remember, I guess you can save it. Okay. You just posted one park and I was like, oh, this, I want to do this. So it was an organic kind of thing that you just were doing for your own mom self. And you happen to have this photography background and profile, but how do you find the parks? Because you said they're not really advertised. So how do you find these parks?
At first, it was more when we were driving to places and we'd spot something or we had discussed with friends or we were aware of something because we had been here for a couple of years, even though we were never looking for children places, obviously, because we were children free. So it was more we were discovering through that. And then when it started to boom and we were posting more regularly and we needed more addresses, we started going to the, how do you call them in English? The tourism offices. Yeah. We were going there because they also have a lot of information. In Luxembourg, a lot of things are still printed.
Yeah.
And not online, or they're very divided on many different platforms. Sometimes you even find them on Instagram and they aren't written anywhere else. So in all honesty, it takes us so long now to find places, especially the hidden ones, because we have to search for hours to actually find things. We also have now people that send us messages saying, oh, I've discovered this, so maybe it would be interesting for other people. But I must say, not as much as we'd like to, because I also see our account as a community. So if someone finds something and wants other to enjoy it, we're super happy to receive and then make a video and even say that it comes from someone. Usually when we write the captions with the reels and the videos, we always say if it is coming from someone. I also have a friend, for example, she's so sweet. She's a Pilates instructor, but every time she goes out with her kids, because she often goes to Germany, she sends me these spots that she goes to.
That's awesome.
And then we go together. I've actually discovered now that when we want to discover a new place, I always ask our close friends if they want to jump in and come with us, because it gives us an opportunity to see each other when life is really busy and also discover something together.
That's so great. I love that you've just made this community and it's so useful and you are doing a public service. So I just want to say, I know it's a lot of work, but thank you. So every weekend, are you going to a different park? Do you have an itinerary ahead of time? How does it work?
Usually we write a whole list of places we want to go to. You don't even want to have a look at my Google map, because what I do in general when I'm on Instagram, but it's not just about Luxembourg, it's about Argentina, it's about the US or even the UK, wherever. When I come across a place that I like on Instagram, because the algorithm knows that I love discovering places and now it's very curated, I always add them on my Google map. Because you can create specific lists. For example, you can create a lake list, you can create a playground list, and you can actually add all of the ones that you'd like. If you visited them, if you liked them, if you didn't, you can leave notes as
well. On Google Maps.
On Google Maps. Wow. I'll show you if you want.
Okay.
So my map is just full of pins everywhere, and my husband always makes fun of me. So I have tons and tons of places I haven't yet discovered, but it's on my list and it's still in Luxembourg. Just finding the time. Because I have a full-time job on the side.
Still?
Yes.
A full-time job on the side. And being a mom is a full-time job.
Yes, exactly. I have an account. I'm a mom. I have a full-time job.
I'm just going to guess, probably to more parks and museums and kids stuff in Luxembourg and the general day trip region than probably anybody.
My husband always says, our kid is the happiest.
The luckiest.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys should do tours. I have so many business ideas for you.
Yeah.
Give me your top five. Give me your top five.
Parks.
Top five or things to do with kids. Why limit it to parks? Top five in Luxembourg. And then I'd like to hear about the day trips
I'd say it's very difficult to make it a top five with everything
that
we can do in Luxembourg. Two sections, maybe places in Luxembourg. So west, south, east, north, and city. Because there are so many things to do, actually.
Yeah, but the whole country takes 2 hours to drive around.
Oh, yeah, but you don't know how much there is in between all the 2 hours that you can have crossing the country.
Okay. You could be like, today we're exploring the north.
Yeah, so I have a whole list of places I want to visit, and there are so many still in Luxembourg that I haven't yet visited.
Wow.
And imagine, we already have 100 and I think it was 20 or maybe under 120 that we have shared.
Wow.
So we still have so much to actually show you.
I have to say, we're really spoiled for parks in Luxembourg.
Oh, like, yes. The playgrounds?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Just Luxembourg. The city of Luxembourg.
So we're aiming for summer.
Yes.
Because summer, winter, not the same story either.
Yes.
Summer, if you're in the city, there is Parc Laval. I don't know if you have been. It's actually really cool.
Parc Laval.
Parc Laval.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because when it's really hot or it's a summer day, it's really under trees. So it's really protected and it feels a bit fresher.
Where is it?
Parc Laval. I see where it is, but trying to tell, I think it's close to Clausen. I'd need to send it to you.
Oh, it's close to Clausen.
Sure. Yeah. So it's down. Yeah, all the parks, usually speaking, all the parks that are down from the city are way fresher during summer because you have the old and ancient fortress or you have the huge blocks and you have trees and usually it feels way fresher. My go-to for summer is Parc de la Petrus. So, you know, next to the Grund,
yes,
you have this huge park. That actually can walk in between the ancient fortress. And they've just renovated it. It's a brand new one.
Wow.
And Parc de la Petrus, there are places, it's so fresh during summer. And there are some places where you actually have like very fresh air coming from the ancient fortress and actually coming out. There are some places with my husband, we just sit there when it's really hot.
So it's like natural air conditioning.
Fresher. Yeah.
Wow.
Parc de la Petrus on top of it is absolutely gorgeous. They are building a lift that will come from the Golden Lady.
Yeah.
A lift that will go from the Golden Lady to Parc de la Petrus.
It's basically directly under the Golden Lady.
Directly under. And even the bridge that connects the train station to the city, under it, this is Parc de la Petrus.
Okay. And if you can't understand French accents, that's Parc de la Petrus.
Yeah.
Because when people say stuff, a lot of times, like even name pronunciation with a French accent, I'm like, sorry, what?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Okay. That's incredible. Okay. Mm. So Parc Laval, which is by Clausen, you said? So it's going to be 3 years in September. I've never been to any of those. I didn't know they even existed. Okay. So that's two.
Yeah.
What's three?
In the city still, the Fondation Pescator. You know, there was the lift with the panoramic view.
Yes, the special elevator.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. In summer, you've got this fountain that they've got multiple fountains on the floor and kids can actually play around with the fountains.
Oh, like splashes up?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We like this one, but I have a friend, for example, she took her kids' shoes off when she went there, but it's metal.
Oh.
So her kids' feet got burnt. So really make sure you have shoes on if you go and play with the splashing water there.
And also bring a spare change of clothes because I've accidentally come across the one that's by the Burger Center, by Bazaar.
Yeah.
I forget what the name is. Place Guillaume, maybe? Yeah. Just my kids were soaking and I had to go buy them clothes at Monoprix. I was like, okay, this is happening. And it's not that warm that I can just let it roll. No, they're going to freeze. So I had to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. My little one is also obsessed with those fountains. That's why I was mentioning the Fondation Pescator because it's a little bit less crowded and still they can run and there is the grass and trees around it if you need some shade. But Place Guillaume II, my little one just runs everywhere.
Okay, so if you're going there, do you bring a picnic and hang out on the grass or do you go into town and get food? Tell me, give me your day.
I'd say it really depends on the timing that we have. If we just have an hour, if we have a whole afternoon, it really depends. In general, when we go to parks, even with playgrounds, we stay max 2 hours and then we move on and we do something else. Because as I mentioned, like, we also have to take care of administrative things. We also have to take care of the house. It's mixing, discovering places, making reels, but also with real life.
Yeah, I understand that.
And all the chores that go with it. So yeah, max 2 hours. If we go to Fondation Pescador, in general, yes, we mix it with going in the city, just sitting somewhere or just buying a few stuff and we just go home.
Okay.
My little one also loves public transport.
Yes.
So we often, and I have a friend that does the same. She comes to the city, she takes the tram, she takes the bus, she takes the train, she takes the Pafental. How do you call it in English again? So from when you leave Kirchberg to go to Glacy, there is this huge bridge in between.
Yes.
Yeah. There is actually a huge platform. It's not a lift, but it's a platform that goes down to a train station under, which is the Pafental train station.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know the tram stop Pafental, and I'm aware that there's a train over there, but I've never been over there. Yeah. But I don't understand a platform that's not an elevator. Can you fall off?
No, it's when you go to ski resorts, they might have these. It was actually a huge investment for Luxembourg. So it's a type of public transport, but I just don't have the name in English.
Is it like a gondola?
No, it's a train, but instead of going straight, it goes up and down.
Wow. Okay, that's what I'm doing this weekend.
It's actually, I don't know, 3 minutes long, the ride. But my little one loves it. Like, she runs into this transport, she goes to the front, and then you can actually see yourself going down or up. And it's huge windows, and she just loves it, even though it's just 3 minutes.
Okay. My three-year-old, same on the public transport, is so excited to take the tram to the airport. And I'm like, we really have no reason to do that. But he just wants to because now he knows. But my oldest son, when he was little, his special interest was elevators. That will be fun for the whole family.
Well, Pafental. So if you come from the tram stop Pafental, and then you take that platform going down, you can even take a lift. Then that goes down to Pafental, because that platform actually stops at the train station. It doesn't go lower. And then you have also lifts with glasses.
Wow.
So you can actually see through and you go down to Pafental.
Is it pretty?
Yeah, it's nice. And then you actually have a playground, a new playground that opened last summer, I think, in Pafental, right across the back bar. I don't know if you've been.
No, there's a bar down there too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The back bar actually is owned somehow owned by one of my friends. And they're really cool. And they also have, I don't know if it's a milk bar, I don't know how they call it, but moms can actually go there because they make non-alcoholic drinks.
Oh, that's great.
But like very special ones.
So that was a good one. I guess it's...
So Parc Laval.
Yeah, Parc Laval. Petrus.
Yes. You have the Pafental one with the new playground. And the other one I mentioned was Pescador.
Yeah. Okay, one more.
One more. In the city. I don't like the pirate ship.
Why not?
Oh. Okay, so I got to know the pirate ship before it was modernized and it got this brand new identity now. And it's got a history there. And a lot of drug addicts go there at night, even now. Some teenagers actually go there for sex scenes.
Oh.
Yeah, you can actually find condoms and things.
Gross.
Yes. So I personally hate it because I know my little one doesn't understand and she'll put her little hands everywhere. So I don't really feel comfortable going to that park. I prefer going to other ones that are a bit less known or where she won't put her hands everywhere.
On a condom.
If it was clean, it would be one of my favorites. But also the water, for example. I don't specifically like that everybody can go there. You don't really know in which condition or if they are clean themselves. And I know they put a lot of products in the water to actually keep it clean because the city invests a lot in family locations. But still, I don't feel 100% comfortable.
The thing that I am always just a little nervous, I feel like I have to gear up for the pirate ship park because there's no fence around it.
Yeah.
For me, fence around it is just a really big deal because I can watch the gate. Like, I'm not worried about my kid.
And you haven't noticed that in the bathrooms, you actually have this these very small little holes on our bins for drug addicts to actually throw their things there. Yeah, because the city is trying to fight against drugs and everything. So in the public toilets, and especially the ones at the pirate ship, you have these holes that are bins for the drug addicts, so at least they don't leave them everywhere on the floor.
Yeah.
So that's why pirate ship.
Okay, pirate ship thumbs down.
It wouldn't be my favorite. I've got two more, so it would be six in total. There is one in, it's close to Cloche d'Or, so it's in Gasperich. It's not the huge park, because for me, it's not really adapted to all ages, and my little one is still a bit too little for that huge Cloche d'Or park. Parc L'Anglais, I think.
Anglais, like the English?
Yeah, English park.
Okay.
And then you actually have a farm-themed playground there, and because it's hidden in the middle of the houses in the small streets in Gasperich, even if you go on a Saturday afternoon, there is no one. And there is actually a gate for the smaller area where there is a sand pit and there are some swings and there is a fence around it. And there is just so much to do. And the park is really, well, not too small. It's nice. And it's really calm and quiet, especially in the middle of the city.
How's the sun exposure?
Probably quite high during summer. So I'd go there probably early morning or during late afternoon, early evening.
Yeah, unless there's like a crazy heat wave. Mm. Because I'm from Southern California, I'm like, dude.
We can deal with
it. What's the sunniest park? Sometimes I don't want to go to the forest or our close by park because it's too covered in trees.
Mm. There is one in Steinsel, so close to Valferdange. And it's a playground literally in the middle of the forest and next to the apple picking trees. So
Oh, yeah. I think I've been there. Yeah. It's small, really small, right?
Yeah, it's not huge.
Yeah.
But it's quite nice. And coming back to the city, there is also one in Bel Air. So it's a princess and castle themed playground.
I literally just discovered it.
It's so nice.
We liked it so much. We went back that day. We went back the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Have you done the aviation playground since?
No.
Oh, you've got to try it.
Okay.
Because it's really well themed. So you've got a fire truck and then all the rest is around airplanes and airports. And you can actually spot airplanes because it's next to Findel. And you can actually see so many planes landing or taking off. And it's really nice.
Is it quite loud when the planes go overhead?
No, not really, no.
Okay.
No. Because they are not literally just taking off above your head. They are a little bit further. So, no.
Okay, what I think is so amazing about this is that I haven't heard of any of these parks. Like, they're, except for Pirate Ship, which you give a thumbs down. They're all new. And I've lived here going on 3 years. Mm-hmm. So, this is incredible. Thank you so much. Okay, so summer is coming up and if you're like me, right about now, you're freaking out about what you're going to do with your kids all summer. Do you have any day trips or maybe one night away places that your kid's not going to have a meltdown in the car driving there and it's worth it? And I guess those are my only two criteria. Not too expensive.
A 1 hour drive?
No, not 1 hour, but like under four, I'd say.
Under four. There are many. Because there is already so much to do in Luxembourg, we tried for the past few years, especially with my little one, to stay in Luxembourg or very close to Luxembourg. Because there is already so much to do, for example, there are a lot of campings in Luxembourg that are awesome with playgrounds, tents, so it's glamping. You also have pools that are very well designed for little ones and for families.
Are these like hostels?
No, campings.
Proper campings.
Yeah, proper campings in the middle of the countryside.
So you bring your tent and your sleeping bag and...
So I believe you can actually bring your van or you can bring your tent, but they have some facilities on site. Some of them are even like small containers that they have designed and it's like very tiny, but you can sleep there with two kids, two adults, and you can stay there.
What about three kids, two adults?
That would be a very good question. I don't know a lot. Yeah, I don't know a lot of families that have three kids.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of dedication and it changes the whole dynamic of travels and organization in general. But yeah, generally speaking, my friends or people I meet have two kids max.
Yeah.
So you are my exception.
Yeah. Usually we have to get two rooms or two of whatever bunkers or whatever.
But I'm pretty sure they probably have solutions adapted to that because they have a lot. I don't know if people realize, but Luxembourg is very well known for Germans and from people from the Netherlands. And they actually travel to Luxembourg and stay in Luxembourg, especially in the north.
For the camps.
Because it's very, yeah.
Okay, what are the names of these camps?
I'd have to send you a whole list because I saved them.
Okay.
On one of them is called Füssekol, if I remember well. And they have an incredible kind of tower playground that is built. And they also have a really nice pool. And I know another one, but I need to find it. They are mostly located in the north. Some of them in the east, close to Rémiges, because Rémiges is very beautiful too.
I love Rémiges. And the north, actually.
The north is gorgeous.
Like Vianden area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is another one. They've got kind of a bulb thing around the pool that it can actually close or open to protect it or open it during summer. So, yeah, they have some facilities around pools at campings in Luxembourg. Just insane.
First of all, I had no idea that any of this existed. So that's awesome. Second of all, give me your strategy. You're planning on spending the night there. You pack pajamas and sleeping bags and stuff, or do you just go for the day and then drive? Because if it's only an hour.
Some of them can be 2 hours, especially if you go to the top of Luxembourg, which can be quite a drive, but there is the Parc Sennesreich. I'm very sorry if my pronunciation of Luxembourgish words are awful. I apologize to
you.
You
can't be
everyone.
Worse than me.
But still. And
Park what?
Sennesreich.
Sennesreich.
I think if I pronounce it correctly.
Okay.
They actually have a five senses park that you can visit, and they have a five senses museum inside that's open during summer, which is really cool. And there is also Robbenscheier, where you can have lots of different activities as well. They do half day, full day. They have accommodation on site. You can sleep there. You can organize a whole.
Robbenscheier is a farm, right?
I haven't been yet. Oh. I've been in contact with them, but I haven't been yet. That's what I was telling you. There is just so much to do. I don't have the time to yet cover everything. But from what I understand, they have full-on facilities on site with animals, a park, and many other things you can do.
My son in Spielschule had a sleepover there. Mm. That's how I know about it.
And ooh.
Yeah, I feel like it's a farm situation.
That's really nice. Yeah, because they have so many different activities you can choose from. And again, you can adapt to the kids' ages. Yeah.
Okay.
So my strategy, back to your question.
Give
what's
me your strategy.
My strategy? Depending on the time we have. Usually if we go really up north, I take the full weekend or take an extra day and stay there because there are a lot of hiking trails. We went to Wiltz because there is a plum museum, so a children museum in Wiltz.
Oh, that's the new one, right?
Yeah, it opened again. I think it was last spring.
Okay.
Somewhere around these days.
I remember that. I did not go.
Yeah, I haven't been yet. I know a few friends that have been. They really enjoyed it. So we're hoping to go visit, especially because when we went to Wiltz, we discovered the restaurant, Beimschloss, it's called. The owner is just so sweet. He took over quite recently and he's a really good chef. So he's trying to make menus based on what's available with local farmers, etc. And he designed a whole menu for our little kids.
Wow.
We told him, he asked what she liked or what we wanted her to eat because she refuses to eat veggies, which is a bit annoying. So we discussed with him and then he made an entirely designed menu for her. So we just love that restaurant. The terrace is literally next to the castle. So you have an overview with the castle and then it's just so cute and sweet. And it's also a hotel. So we're hoping to combine staying at the hotel, go to the restaurant because we like it, and then visit a little bit more around. Because Wiltz, you have quite a few things to do. There is a camping there with a pool and then other things to do around. There is the museum. There is also a garden that is maintained by people with disabilities and it's on different levels and kind of floors. You also have tons of little paths to just stroll around. So it's a very different park from what you're used to because Wiltz is in the hills.
Okay.
I can say it like this.
Sounds so cool. So we are running out of time. If you really want to know all these places, then you need to follow your family. And it's u.r.family.
Exactly. That's on Instagram.
Yes.
But we recently started on TikTok. We launched TikTok because we saw that a lot of people were interested.
The demand is there. Yeah.
So we repost quite regularly.
Okay. So you can find Your Family on Instagram or TikTok.
And
okay, so selfishly, because we are like over time.
Yeah.
What are the best pools in Luxembourg, anywhere in the country? Best pools for kids. Ready, go.
Outdoors or indoors?
Yes, outdoor for summer.
Outdoors?
It could be in, like, Leitherm could be one because it's indoor, outdoor, whatever. But, like, mostly outdoor.
Yeah, I was going to actually mention Leitherm because a lot of people don't know that they have an outdoor area and even a splashing area for little ones. We actually even discovered it last year. We always used to go to the regular indoor pool. There is Remiche that's got an outdoor pool.
Is it the one with the diving boards and like a bridge?
I'm not sure if it's this one. But yeah, there was one in Remiche, but apparently it's packed. We wanted to go last year, and then I sent a message to one of my friends that used to go there, and she said, honestly, don't go.
Oh, really?
Don't go on a hot summer day because it's going to be packed.
If it is that Remiche pool, if you go early, it's okay.
Okay.
Side note, my middle child was going down the baby pool slide and chipped his front tooth.
Oh.
Yeah. It was such a dumb move, but watch out for that.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been to the Niederrhein pool? No.
Neither even.
Not even during winter times.
Oh, Les Schwimm?
Times. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Niederrhein pool.
Yes.
We actually love it. Yeah, especially on a Friday evening, you go there, even if it's winter or if it's autumn or whatsoever, and you have access to that warm outdoor pool.
Oh.
And actually really nice during the evening because they light up everything.
Oh.
It's very quiet. There is almost no one because, my gosh, on Saturday or Sunday going to a pool.
Yeah, packed.
Yeah, panic attack, honestly. Other really cool pools. I've heard one in Esch. There is also Pidal in Valfeur d'Ange that a friend of mine told me is really cool because she lives close by.
Where?
Pidal. It's Pidal. In Valfeur d'Ange.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And there is one in Esch. I can't remember how it's called, but apparently it's really nice too.
Okay. Esch and Valfeur d'Ange. That's what. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. This has been so helpful. I just want to congratulate you on living your best life in the Grand Duchy.
Oh, thank you.
And if anybody wants to reach you, Instagram, yeah. Facebook, or TikTok, you.r.family.
Thank you. And thank you for the podcast. I think it's helping a lot of people.
Oh, thanks.